One crucial moment in the economic crisis came last month. It was when Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson announced the government would take partial ownership of banks. Paulson had previously opposed the idea of purchasing billions of dollars of their stock, but some people credit that turnaround with preventing financial collapse. Paulson only had authority to buy that stock because of some subtle wording that made it into Congress' bailout bill this past fall. Our Planet Money team has been looking at how it got in there, and NPR's David Kestenbaum reports it almost didn't.
One of the first lawmakers to bring up the idea was actually a Republican, Spencer Bacus, ranking member of the House Financial Services Committee. It was on that tense night, Thursday, September 18th, in the House Speaker's office. Top lawmakers had an emergency meeting with the Treasury Secretary and the Fed Chairman. Bacus says the whole thing was surreal.
They were saying that if we didn't do something, the markets could collapse and that we had to approve a plan before the opening of the Asian markets on Monday.
The Treasury Department wanted to buy up the toxic mortgage-backed assets that were clogging the system. But many economists felt there was a much better option. And Bacus brought it up. Buy stock in banks. It would be fast and efficient. It would keep the banks from going under. But Bacchus's own party got frustrated with him.
I felt at times I was like the skunk at the wedding.
The idea might have died, but it had another supporter, his Democratic counterpart, Barney Frank, who chairs the Financial Services Committee. Frank says he always wanted Treasury to have the option of buying stock, but Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson resisted.
We kept saying, and you got to have in there that you're going to buy equity. Hank, for some reason, said at one point, was, well, okay, but you have to say that. For some reason, he was nervous about saying it. We said, yeah, well, we're trying to pass a bill. We can't play games with people. We got to say it.
The Treasury Department says the financial markets were fragile and it didn't want to send a confusing message. But if you flip through the 450-page bailout bill now, you could be excused for not finding the place where it says it's okay to buy stocks, because the language is vague. The story of how things got clarified begins with a phone call made to Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran. The phone call was from the legendary investor George Soros.
I read his books and I have a great deal of respect for him. And he did call and he explained exactly why he thought the Treasury program was going to fail.
It got too late to change the language in the bill. So Moran asked Barney Frank for a moment on the House floor to have what's called a colloquy.
Most of the time what we do on the floor is a monologue. We basically speaking to our constituents, assuming somebody's listening out there. But when we have a colloquy, we share what we're going to say. It's kind of scripted.
I don't take that much time. I do want to thank the chairman for his masterful leadership on this bill. And I do want to clarify that the intent of this legislation is to...
It lasted just over a minute, and it clarified that, yes, Treasury could purchase stock in banks. Moran says he doesn't think that many members of Congress realized this was in the bill they were voting on. And frankly, he was surprised when Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson reversed course so entirely and decided to actually use the provision.
I remember seeing him speak on cable news, and I said, well, gosh, I'll be darned. He's not only is he going to take us up on this suggestion, but it sounds like this is going to be the whole thrust of the program.
I talked to Michelle Davis, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs, about all this. She sat in some of the crucial meetings, and she confirmed the basic details. She says the Treasury Department did not like the idea of buying bank stock, and still really doesn't.
The Secretary has said over and over again, government ownership of any private company is abhorrent. It's a last resort, and we do not want the government taking over banks and trying to figure out who gets a loan. Government's not good at those kinds of things.
In the end, it needed that last resort. The Treasury Department has now spent nearly $200 billion buying preferred stock in banks. And when people ask Michelle Davis how the Treasury Department has the authority to do that, she refers them to that colloquy that lasted 70 seconds on the House floor. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.